Okay, Lamed Beis Amar Aleph, the Mishnah says that we're going to halachas we learned about Batei Arei Chayma, that they have a din geula, there's a chumra and a kula. Batei Arei Chayma have a geula, you could redeem it immediately, you could redeem the field immediately, you could redeem the house immediately. The chumra is that you only have 12 months, and after 12 months it becomes huchlat, litzmisus, you can never get it back. This yovel doesn't... Yevil doesn't eject it, doesn't reject the mechira, it stays permanently huchlat. So now the Mishnah wants to describe what's included in Batei Arei Chayma. So the Mishnah says it has to be lifnim and achayma. Kol shu lifnim and achayma areyu ka Batei Arei Chayma. Anything in the walls of the city is included in the Batei Arei Chayma, except chutz min hasodos, except for the fields. The fields we'll see will revert back to the halach of stei achuza. And we'll have the halachas of stei achuza. Remeir remeir afasodes, even the fields. So the Gemara explains, if you go down in the Gemara explains it doesn't really mean sodes. The Gemara says it means areas of land that are not plantable. Plantable land definitely doesn't have a din of batei arei chayma. It's areas of land that Rashi says that you could take things from that soil and use it for building purposes. Either hard land or stone. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda, what happens if you have a mayor or email? Afasodis, fine. Bayis Aboni B'choyma. What happens if you have a house that one of the walls of the house is actually the wall of the city? So the outer wall of the house is the wall of the city. Do we look at that house like it's in the wall or not? Okay, now clearly, we're not dealing here just with a simple halacha. Do we look at the wall like it's in or out of the city? Because this halacha applies, and the Rambam brings it down for Hilchas Ma'aser Sheni. Okay? And by Ma'aser Sheni, the thickness of the wall itself has Kedusha. That means you'd be allowed to eat, if you had a hole in the wall, your Shalayim, you could eat Ma'aser Sheni in the wall. So clearly a house that's surrounded by three walls and the outer wall of the city should definitely be as good as a hole in the wall. Stop, Ma'aser Sheni, you don't need a house. You could eat Ma'aser Sheni anywhere as long as it's within the chayim of your Shalayim. And it's included in that is even a hole in the wall. So, but yet, when it comes to this din, the Rambam says that if the one wall is the wall of the city, then it's not in Batei Arei Chayma, and it's also, you can't eat Ma'aser Sheni in that house. So it's worse, the house now becomes worse, it's kilu, it's chutz l'chayma. We'll have to see why that is, but that's what the Rambam says. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein eke Batei Arei Chayma, Rav Shimon, Oimer, Koisel Chitzayin, Ichaymasay. It's okay. The outer wall is good enough. Now this means that it has to be, it's the wall of the city. In other words, if it's just a house, let's say you have a bunch of houses that are built together, right, without any separation, like a Kiryas Radin. So the walls themselves of the houses could be considered the walls of the city. That everybody agrees doesn't work. You need a separate wall, a thick wall that's surrounding the city. But the house itself, because if you look at the next Mishnah, the Mishnah says clearly, not this way, and Rav Shimon doesn't argue there. If you have a city where the walls of the city are really the same walls are from the houses. So Rashi explains, if you look at Rashi, shelo hikifa chayma, elo hikifua bibatim, utkufa sabatim zulezu kechayma, because the houses are so close. So now it's like a wall. But there is no separate wall around the city. There's no fortification. Externally, all there is the houses. There, everybody's masking that it doesn't have a din about the rechem. Rav Shimon doesn't argue over there. V'she'en emukav etzchem ez yishu benun, ein oike batei rechem. Does not have a din of batei rechem. V'eilu ein batei rechem, which this is a list of the batei rechem. First of all, this is the list of requirements. It has to be Sholosh Chatzeres. You need to have at least three courtyards. And each courtyard has to have Shtei Batim. Sholosh Chatzeres, Shosh Shnei Batim. And it has to be mukav choymo mimois Yishuv benu. Kegoin, like the city of Kotzra Yishono, shol Tzipori, v'chakro shol Gush Rolov. These were the names of old cities. Yoydefes HaYishena, v'gamlo, v'gdud, v'chadid, v'oino, v'yushalayim, v'chen ki yoytze behem. So this is a list the Mishnah brings down of mukav choymo. So the Gemara then goes on and says that this list is lav dafke. Tono gamla. Let's go now into the Gemara. The Gemara is the Gemara after the second Mishnah. The Gemara says, we'll do the whole thing right. Tono abono choyma v'loy shur iger soviv. It can't be a row of houses. It has to surround, the wall has to surround the city. Pratla tveryo. Sheyama chomosa. One side of Tveryo was water. The Pasuk uses both the Vav and the Aleph. The Vav would imply it has a wall. And Loi Chaim implies that it, with the Aleph, that it doesn't have a wall. It's coming to say it had a wall once and doesn't have one today. So the Gemara says, Gamlo Begolil, Gdud Beva Yarden, V'chadid V'oinov Yerushalayim B'Yehuda. The Gemara says, my comma, what's it coming to say? Omar Abaye, Hochi Koma, the Mishnah saying, Ad Gamlo Begolil, until the city of Gamlo, all those cities included are Bote Yerechaim. Ad Gedud Be'eva HaYardin. V'chadid V'oina V'Yerushalayim B'Yehuda. Rav Omer Gamlo Begolil is coming to be Lafuke Gamlo D'Sha'arotzes. There were many other Gamlos. Gedud Be'eva HaYardin was coming to exclude Gedud Sha'arotzes. Right? Enoch, the other Bote Yerechaim, the Mishnah didn't have to say which one it was talking about. By these, they had other cities with the same name. Okay, so now we get to the main problem of the Mishnah. The main problem of the Mishnah is that the Mishnah lists Yerushalayim as Bote Yerechaim. The Mishnah counts Yerushalayim to be a Bote Yerechaim. Obviously, the Mishnah holds, for whatever reason, that all the halachas of Bote Yerechaim apply to Yerushalayim. Ask the Gemara that that's a theory with the Braisa. For Tanya, we learned Asora Devorim Nemru Bi Yerushalayim, and we learned clearly Ein Abayis Cholot Bo. That if you sell something in Yerushalayim, a house, it doesn't become a permanent sale. So if that's the case, how does the Mishnah list Yerushalayim as one of the examples of Bote Yerechaim? Omar Rabbi Yochanan. But Rechanan says that perhaps the Mishnah is not even talking about Yerushalayim. Ki Yerushalayim de mukafas choyma mimois Yishuv benun. V'loi ki Yerushalayim. De ilu Yerushalayim ein habayis cholot bo, v'ilu hochi habayis cholot bo. Okay, this is a big chiddush. He wants to say maybe the Mishnah taka doesn't mean Yerushalayim. Although the Mishnah says Yerushalayim, the Mishnah just means to give Yerushalayim as an example. Just like Yerushalayim was Mukuf Chaim of Mimais Yeshua, so too that's one of the requirements. That's a little difficult because the Mishnah already said Beferish that you need that requirement. The Mishnah said clearly, Mukefes Chaim of Mimais Yeshua Benun. If the Mishnah would have not given that statement that you need Mukuf Chaim of Mimais Yeshua Benun, then we could say the fact that the Mishnah listed Yerushalayim, even though Yerushalayim doesn't have a din of Bate Yerechaima, it was given as an example for an added requirement that's needed. So even though it's not mashma, we could say that's what the Mishnah meant to say. But here, that requirement the Mishnah said beferish. The Mishnah said it has to be mukav chayma mimais Yishuv benun. So that requirement the Mishnah said black and white. And Yerushalayim, you're telling me now, does not have a din of Bate Yerechaima. Because, whatever reason, we'll see why not. So why does the Mishnah give it as an example of a requirement that the Mishnah said explicitly already? We don't need it to tell me that requirement because the Mishnah already said that requirement. So it doesn't seem to work. So the whole mahalach doesn't seem to work. Obviously, it must be a kavanah in the Gemara. But the Gemara says, or Amar Rav Yosef could be like this. Could be we're not talking about Yerushalayim. Just like there were two Kodesh, there were two Yerushalayim Achanami, there were three Yerushalayim Hav. So the big doiche, another big doiche, the Gemara wants to say, perhaps there were two different Yerushalayims. And this other Yerushalayim, over there, there was a din of Batei Rechon. Even though Kol HaShas, whenever you see the word Yerushalayim, means Yerushalayim. So both seem to be a tremendous doichik in understanding the Mishnah. The first one is Mamash Aplia, because like I said, the fact is that the Mishnah says already the requirement of Mekov HaShem and Meis Yishubinam. The Mishnah says it explicitly. So how could that be needed that the Mishnah should bring you such an example? Tosfos brings down here also, he says an interesting thing, Tosfos says that it's got to be, L'chari, you have to say there are two Yerushalayims anyway. Because if there weren't two Yerushalayims, then why did the Mishnah have to say Yerushalayim should be Yehuda? The Gemara said any time the Mishnah said the name of the city and where it was located, which province it was located, is because there were other cities like it. So when it says Yerushalayim should be Yehuda, that's muchach that there was another Yerushalayim. That's Tosfos Kash. So we'll get back to Tosfos Kash. So now we'll look at Rashi. Rashi comes and Rashi says, what's the reason why Yerushalayim does not have a din of Batei Yerechon? Why wouldn't it have a din of Batei Yerechon? Has the qualifications. Why isn't it? So Rashi says like this, if you look at Rashi, Eina bayis cholut. There's no din of Batei Rechoyma, says Rashi, Mishum dichsiv, lekoine oisoy lederoisov. Ukesova Yerushalayim, loy nischalko Yerushalayim lishvotim. So Rashi comes and he says, because the Gemara doesn't explain, Rashi comes and he says that this Gemara is riding on the Gemara of Bava Kama and Megillah, where the Gemara brings down a machlokes, if Yerushalayim was part of the Chalukah of Eretz Yisrael. One man d'omer says Yerushalayim was divided, just like the rest of Eretz Yisrael was divided. The other man d'omer says, Loi nischalke Yerushalayim l'shvatim. Yerushalayim was not divided at all, whatever that means. So Rashi seems to say, what that means is, that Yerushalayim was not given to any shevet. That's how Rashi means. Which, by the way, can affect loss of love. What's going to be with Yerushalayim? People buy apartments in the old city for millions of dollars. You have to know what is that? Is that something they're going to own? Is that something they're not going to own? Is that part of the Chalukah of Eretz Yisrael? Not part of the Chalukah of Eretz Yisrael? That we'll have to see. But Rashi seems to say there is no ownership. Because look what Rashi continues to say. Uman komaknile. Says Rashi, and who's selling it to you? So Rashi seems to say very simply, you can't own a house in Yerushalayim because there's nobody, it was never Nischalik L'Shvatim. So it was never Nischalik L'Shvatim, it was never given to anybody. If it was never given to anybody specific, there's nobody that could sell it to you. So the whole ball doesn't start rolling according to Rashi. There's a lot of problems with the way Rashi learns. Definitely that's the simple pshat. The simple pshat is that, because otherwise why would Yerushalayim not qualify? Simple pshat is because Yerushalayim doesn't qualify because it was loy nischalko l'shvatim. Yeah, because this Gemara really is riding on the Gemara Bava Kama. The Gemara Bava Kama says beferish, Yerushalayim this brisa loy nischalko l'shvatim. Okay? We're going to get to this. That's part of the problem the Gemara deals with as well. But this is the way Rashi learns our Gemara. So Rashi learns our Gemara that Yerushalayim did not qualify because there was nobody to sell it to you. That's how Rashi learns. Okay. So according to Rashi, it sounds like it's a practical thing. It's not inherent that Yerushalayim didn't have a din of Batei Rechon. There was nobody owned it. So whoever sold it to you couldn't give you the rights to be there forever. Because they didn't have such rights themselves. They didn't own it either, to be there forever. How could they give over to you something that they didn't have? That's how you learn Poshet. That's Poshet Taishin Rashi. The problem is, if we learn Rashi that way, so why does the Braisa say that Yerushalayim is not Nechlat?
the price, it's not negeya b'chlam. There was never a sale to begin with. Nechlat means it doesn't become sealed past Yovel. That's what the word nechlat means. Right? Really, according to Rashi, it never got sold to begin with. You can't sell anything from Yerushalayim. That's according to Rashi. Nothing could be sold. So according to Rashi, why does the Brice have to tell you that it's Ein Nechlat? To add to this problem, so what would be the simple, how would we simply learn? Simply we would learn like this. A guy went to Yerushalayim. He built himself a house in Yerushalayim. So although the land was not given to the Shvatim, the guy built a house. So now he has a house there. He has a house without land. Okay? So now he went, he sold his house. So after Yovel, the sale doesn't remain. Now, if that's the case, then it's a total plea. That's the way we learn Kipshuta. That's how you learn Kipshuta. Rebbe Chanan Vasseman in Bava Kama, in Kovitz Yulin, on that sugi in Bava Kama, they have pay bays. He says, that can't be the pshat. He says, if that would be the pshat, why does you have to tell me it doesn't stay after Yovel? Then what you really sold him was a lumber yard. Lumber doesn't have a din of Yovel. If you don't own the land, okay, if I sell you a trailer, okay, there's no din of Yovel. Of course there's no din of Yovel. Why would there be a din of Yovel? Yovel is only on the land. So if I sell you a trailer, there's no din Yovel on that trailer. If I sell you a trailer that's connected to the ground, so there'll be a din Yovel on the ground, and with it, there'll be a din of Yovel. The trailer may go with the ground. But the fact is that Yovel only affects land, does not affect anything else. So if that's the case, so what do we need it for? If according to Rashi, the only thing, Rabbi Chanan is trying to say, everybody's trying to say, the only way to learn Rashi is that what you sold wasn't the land, you sold the structure. Because the land is not yours. Okay, you sold the structure. Well, then it has no shaychus to Yovel. Because there is no din Yovel on lumber. There's din Yovel only on land. So by the fact that we see, it's almost a catch-22. By the fact that we see that the price has to tell me that there's no din, that even though you sold it, it goes back by Yovel, seems to say it's not, we're not talking about Metalin, we're talking about the karka. On the other hand, Rashi says, the karka is not sellable because who sold it to you? So it's whatever direction you go, you have a problem. Either there's no mechira, either there's no sale, or on what there was a sale, there's no din of Yovel. So you want to tell me, well, you sold the wood. The wood doesn't go back on Yovel. The wood is a sale of wood. It goes forever. It doesn't matter where the wood is. The wood could be sitting on a piece of land. But it wouldn't make a difference. This is really a tremendous plea how to learn this. Now, additionally, if we learn the Gemara Kapshuta, like Rashi says, that nobody owns this Yerushalayim, nobody owns it. So then it would come out, L'chaira, that anything you plant in Yerushalayim should also be potter from Trumas HaMaisos. There should be no din of Trumas HaMaisos in Yerushalayim. Because, just like land that was not captured, during the 14 years that we captured the land and we gave it out, it was potter from Trumas HaMaisos, because nobody had bailus on that land. So Yerushalayim should always be that way. Should always be potter from Trumas HaMaisos. So actually, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank asked this question on our sugya. He asked this kasha. He says he doesn't understand why Yerushalayim should be chayiv in any mitzvah atlius baratz. Wasn't according to Rashi. Rashi seems to say nobody owns it. Nobody could sell it to you. So there was no kibush on it. You could plant. Yeah, you could plant, but so what? So Tzvi Pesach says like this. Heich mischayev betrumus amaisus bi Yerushalayim? Kivan shepasak harambam di Yerushalayim loy nischalku lishvatim. Yerushalayim wasn't given to anybody. Im kein ein akaka shalabailim. The land doesn't belong to anybody. Kidam linan biyumid af yubeis. Ein maskim bata bi Yerushalayim lufi sheni shalohem. This is Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank's question. So the Reb Chaim Knievsky, in his Sefer Derech Emunah, he wants to learn similar to what Reb Mishael is trying to say, which is, Einach Nami, it belongs to nobody. But once you go there and plant something, it's like Hefker. Once you go and you plant something, so what grows is yours. Say, it's yours now. Right now it's yours. And that's really a tremendous chiddush. Because L'chaira, during the 14 years that we were conquering and giving out Eretz Yisrael, until the point that Eretz Yisrael was given out, it was also Hefka. Once we took over the land, once we conquered the land, before we gave it out to Shvatim, it was also Hefka. And yet there was no Chiyuv Trumas and Maisos. And Rashi says clearly, you know why? Because it's not Artzecha HaMiyuchad Loch. So I don't see how Yerushalayim, even if you had a right to plant there, even if we say you have a right to plant, anybody can plant a Yerushalayim, right? Which L'chaira, this whole thing will be a tremendous balagan. Anybody wants could go to Yerushalayim, do what they want. But it will come out that it would be, according to Reb Chaim, the fact that anybody could go just plant it. So if they did, it would be like their... Now, the other choice is to say, Einach Nami. Maybe if you plant something in Yerushalayim, it would be ironic. The Kedushas Mitzvahs that applies to Eretz Yisrael doesn't apply to Yerushalayim. That would be like a v'nahapachu. The holiest city of Eretz Yisrael is Potter from Trumas HaMaisos. It would be ironic, but if that would be the halacha, that's what Tzvi Pesach Frank is saying, that's logically the way it should be. Problem is, he brings down a Rambam. The Rambam himself says, he talks about if somebody buys land in Syria, it's chayiv in Trumas HaMaisos. The Rambam goes on to say, Hakoine sode besuya, chayiv betrumas umaisus. Chayiv in trumas umaisus. Kimoisha yischayiv min atoiro hakoine be Yerushalayim. Black and white. Now this Rambam is Mirafa Sigra from many fronts. But he says, when he wants to give an example, first of all, the Gemara in Gittin uses that lotion. When the Rambam wants to give an example that there's a chayiv of trumas umaisus, for sure, he says it's like you born in Yerushalayim, like that's the Yerushalayim Shel Zahav. I mean, it's the Yerushalayim. Of course, it's Chayim in Trumas HaMaisos. So the Rambam says if you go and you buy in Syria, the Chachamim will mechayiv in Trumas HaMaisos as though you bought in Yerushalayim. First of all, it's clear that the Rambam holds Yerushalayim is Chayim in Trumas HaMaisos. Midrash. That's number one. Number two, the Rambam says kekoine bepavore Yerushalayim. I thought you told me the Rambam holds that Eretz Yisrael is loy nischalkel lishvatim. You don't own it. How could you buy in Yerushalayim? You can't even rent in Yerushalayim. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Beis HaBchira that you can't even rent space in Yerushalayim because it's loy nischalkel lishvatim. So this is the big problem with all what's going on. Obviously, when we come out with some kind of mahalach, then we would understand perhaps why the Mishnah gave the example of Yerushalayim. It's coming to teach us something. But at first glance, Yerushalayim seems to be a medrash plea from beginning to end. The whole shaykh is to our Mishnah. It's not even, according to Rashi, it's not even the parish of selling it. The whole thing is a plea. Now in the Maror Mekoyimus, we brought down a Rambam, several Rambams. What I found very interesting is that when the Rambam brings down the halacha that there is no din of Batei Arechayim in Yerushalayim, right? Really, the way we're explaining, there would be absolutely no reason for the Rambam to even mention it over here. Once the Rambam taught us that you can't sell a house or anything in Yerushalayim, so when he comes to the Hilchos Batei Arechayim, the Rambam would have no reason to even mention Yerushalayim. It's non-transferable property. Just like the Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yevul doesn't bring down, if you sell a house that doesn't belong to you, there's no din of Batei Arechayim, no reason to bring it down. But if you look at the Rambam in Halacha, Yud Beis. We have underlined the Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. If you look at the Rambam in Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam clearly states that Yerushalayim, there's no din of Batei Orei Chaima. But he puts it together with halachas that have no shaychas. Look at read the Rambam. If a house is less than 4x4, it's not a house. The minimum shear of a house for mezuzah and for the halachas of bayis for makeh has to be dalet al dalet. So the Rambam says that if it's less than dalet al dalet, so there's no din of batei orei chaim. It's not a house. Then he says, "Ubayis haboni b'chaim." It's also a physical problem, right? It's not batei orei chaim. Right sandwich in between these two halachas, he says, "The Yerushalayim ain't a bayis nachlat po." What? It's mamish. The Rambam is coming from out of nowhere. Yerushalayim is not a problem, a structural problem, because you could buy a penthouse apartment that's 1,000 amas by 1,000 amas. It's still chayev in mezuzah and all dinim, but there's no din of batei orei chaima because it doesn't belong to you. And the Rambam goes and he says that one of the requirements of batei orei chaima is it has to be the right size, it has to be positioned in the right place, and it's not in Yerushalayim. It has no shaychus. It's not a structural issue. It's not a bias issue. The issue is it doesn't belong to you. So the Rambam again is pushing us in a direction, it sounds like, that Yerushalayim has a very specific issue. Very specific issue. And for that reason, the Rambam had to mention it along the bottom that have practical problems with them. Not the right size, it's not built within the city, or Yerushalayim. That's this. Now, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, a copy of that here. The Rambam brings down the halacha that you can't sell a house in Eretz Yisrael. He seems to hold that it has to do with the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. The Rambam's Lashon is like this. Says the Rambam like this. Yerushalayim einoi loy nischalku l'shvotim. Yerushalayim is not divided to shvotim. Elo, he says, what is it? It's a base tefillah shehi meshutif l'chol Yisrael. It's like a shul. That's a shutfis to all klal Yisrael. This is the Rambam in Perek Beis in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Yerushalayim is like a shul. And he sort of seems to say that that's the reason why Yerushalayim is not Nischalka L'Shvotim. It's because it has Kedusha. That's what he seems to... Because he says it's not Nischalka L'Shvotim. However, this is what it is. Seems to say that that's the reason. So I want to tell you a simple idea. We brought down here a Chazon Ish, also in the Maamar Makamos. You can look at the beginning of that Chazon Ish. I'll read you just the part that's applicable. There's many, many sugyas and shas, as David mentioned, one of them, that are contradictory to this concept that Yerushalayim was not divided. First of all, even the sugyas that say that Yerushalayim wasn't divided are self-contradictory, like our sugya. Pesukim Baba Kama, Yerushalayim is not divided, and if you sell it, it doesn't go past Yovel. How do you buy it? The Chazon Ish points out that the Gemara says in many places in Shas that Yerushalayim was Chelek Yehuda, and that the Mizbeach is Chelek Binyamin. Not only that, the Rambam himself, who paskins that Yerushalayim was not divided, he himself says that that the Beis Hamikdash is a Chelkeshel, the Mizbeach is a Chelkeshel Binyamin. He himself says it, black and white. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam has like two mitzvahs, like Kuf Samach Gimel, Kuf Samach Dalet, a steerer from one to the other. The first one, Kuf Samach Gimel, he says Yerushalayim wasn't divided. Kuf Samach Dalet, he says Yerushalayim is in Chelek Yehuda and the Mizbeach is in Chelek Binyamin. It's theirs. I'm just telling you what he says. The Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he mamish contradicts himself from one halacha to the next. The Rambam says in the Mitzvah Kuf Samach Gimel that Yerushalayim is lo nischalka l'shvatim. Yerushalayim was not divided to Shvatim, but it's shol kol Yisrael. And then in Kuf Samach Dalet says the Rambam, Mokam ha-mizbeach hu b'chalka shel binyamin, tzorich li is b'chalka shel teref, like the Gemara says. So the Rambam himself brings down these two things, like as though there's no contradiction between them. Seems to be a very obvious contradiction. If you look in the Nevi'im, we find the big shaila, what's going to be when Mashiach will come. The Ramban, Bava Basra, says as follows. Bo'olam ha'bo, that which is tumah b'moisa Mashiach, ein lecha kol echod ve'echod mi'Yisrael, she'ein lo'i chilek b'Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim atzmo asidu l'schalik l'kol ha'shvatim. Yerushalayim is going to be given to everybody. And he says, that's what the Novi in Yecheskel means when he says that there'll be a Shaar, Shaar Ruvain, Shaar Shimon, Shaar Yehuda, Shaar Levi. Everybody's going to have their entrance to Yerushalayim. It's a beautiful thought. Yer Shechubo lo Yachtov. Gans Klal Yisrael are going to have a Chelek in Yerushalayim lo Asid Lover. That's the way the Ramah says. Now if you look in Radak, in Yecheskel, he says the same thing. The Radak is found right here. In Perek Mem Hei, Shafilu Yerushalayim lo asid lovoi, benachlo lekol Yisrael. Yerushalayim in the future is going to be ki kulam yu nechsim biYerushalayim lekol shevet yishar achad beir. Says the Radak, each shevet will have a separate door going into Yerushalayim, and they'll have their own place. The beautiful machshava. Every shevet will be 12 shorim. Every shevet will have a door going into Yerushalayim. Now, if you look in the Abal Benel, so this is the Das of the Yad Ramah and the Radak. If you look in Abal Benel, he has a different shita. He feels it's going to be the way it was. Loi Mischalka. But he goes to the opposite extreme. The Abal Benel is in Yumia. In Perek Lamed Aleph. He says like this. He goes the opposite extreme. Even the sheet that holds that Yehuda and Binyamin got it, they're not going to have it. The Malbim also says over here in art, the Yerushalayim lo tischalek klal. Yerushalayim will not be divided at all. So we actually have two extreme versions in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold that when Mashiach will come, you seem to hold that Yerushalayim will be divided to everybody, which is the sheet of the Yad Ramah and the sheet of the Radak in Yecheskel Mem Hei. And then we have the Abal Benel in Perek Lamed Aleph in Yumiya, who seems to say, and the Malbim shares his view, that Lossed Lovoi, that nobody's going to get it. So that seems to be the two versions. So I'll try to give you a Havana in this Inyan, and Mamela to understand our sugi better. When the Rambam says that Yerushalayim is not going to be divided, so as I said, the Rambam brings it down and he says that it won't get divided because it's more like a base tefillah. It's like a shul. So you have to know what the Rambam means. Does the Rambam mean that from its inception, Yerushalayim was never given out to any shvatim? This opinion holds Yerushalayim was lent ischakol shvatim. Holds from its inception, that was the divine plan, that was the Eibishter's plan, that Yerushalayim should not be divided. Yerushalayim is Gan's Klal Yisrael, Slein Yishakol Yishvotim. Which is the way it works out halachically. Because what happens halachically if you have Slein Yishakol Yishvotim? Whoever lives there the whole year has no bailus. The Oilei Regolim would come, they'd throw you out. Nobody had any bailus to stay there. That's why we don't find they had to make a geirel. Yerushalayim, there was no geirel who stays there during the year. So some want to say because it wasn't very popular to stay there. Because who wants to live in a place where three times a year they throw you out? You don't have, basically you don't have a kfiyas. They throw you out of there. And then who knows who chaps it afterwards? Nobody wanted to bother with it. So if I care, the people that came there, they were called the Shomrei Ha'ir. Because they really sort of, they were like volunteers. They're living in the shul. They're volunteering. That was the Gederat Vah. So one way to learn is, it was never divided to begin with. The other way to learn is not that way. The other way to learn is, Avada Eretz Yisrael was Neschalik in its entirety. Including Yerushalayim was divided. Most of Yerushalayim was Nachlas Yehuda. And there was that little piece of Shevet Binyam. And that's what it was. But then, once Yerushalayim was divided, now Yerushalayim became dedicated for Tzorchei HaMikdash. Kotshim Kalam Aritin, Lufnim Min HaChoyma, Maisusheni. Yerushalayim now became an accessory to the Beis HaMikdash. So just like it's a Dover Pashat, that could Shevet Yehuda walk into the Beis HaMikdash one day and say, you know what, Rabbi Yisai, this week nobody's coming. You know what I'm saying? If you hold Yerushalayim as a Schalkel Shvatim, I don't want to go to extreme Yerushalayim, loin Yitzchak. Let's assume that Yerushalayim is a Schalkel Shvatim. So Yehuda still has ownership based on Midrash. Could they come one day and go, okay, everybody out? Today is it's an off day. The Yehuda want to take over? Could they do that? And the answer is unequivocally not. Why not? Because once the Beis HaMikdash got Kedushas HaMikdash, so they also are submissive to that higher Kedusha that's there. Just like if I take something that's mine and I make a nether on it. Now I can't exercise my regular rights. It's no different. Lahavu, you take a piece of bread, you say, this bread is also on me. You make a nether on it, right? So now that piece of bread has a nether. So now even though I have a bailus that allows me to eat it, but I have something above it, which my ownership is under that umbrella. The umbrella on top of my ownership, which says, you can't eat it, because there's a nether on it. Right? Kedushas HaMikdash Yerushalayim was like a nether. It was a higher Kedusha, which irrelevant of your ownership, you are also submissive to that. Could the Anshei Yehuda walk onto Har HaBayis with their sticks and their pocketbooks, like the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to go on Har HaBayis, b'makloi? Could they say, well listen, that halach is for the strangers. This is our territory. What do you mean? I'm allowed to walk around my house with a stick? I'd rather not. Why not? Because now there's a higher level Kedusha that you also are buckled to. It's like a nether, there's a Kedusha on the Mokum that you're also buckled, right? One second, we'll go to Beis HaMikdash. We didn't go to Yerushalayim yet. Talking about the Beis HaMikdash. That's why I said, let's go to the extreme. This will give us Mamelan understanding of Yerushalayim Nischalko, Loi Nischalko. Let's go to the Mokam HaMikdash. The Mokam HaMikdash, according to the opinion of all, Yerushalayim is Nischalko Lishvotim. What happened with the Mokam HaMikdash? The Torah says the Mokam HaMikdash was restricted for the purpose of Beis HaMikdash, and Yehuda had no right to exercise their technical ownership. They did have technical ownership, but they had no right to exercise that technical ownership because there's a higher level of Kedusha that overrides them exercising their rights. So now, instead of making everything so complex, we just take it to the next level. Now what happened to Yerushalayim? Here there's a machlekes. One man domer says, only the Beis HaMikdash was hukdash for avodas Hashem. Yerushalayim didn't have that restriction. So therefore, Yerushalayim is nachlas Yehuda. It is nachlas Yehuda. And they have a right to exercise their rights over Yerushalayim. In other words, they can tell you, you want to go and it's Eilu Regolim, you want to come to Yerushalayim, you knock on the door, say, I want to move in here. They say, I'm sorry. They say, what do you mean? I'm here. I'm here for the holidays. They say, well, it's too bad. This is our place. Yeah? That's if you hold Yerushalayim as a Schal Kol Hishvot. If you hold Yerushalayim as Loin Schal Kol Hishvot, it's not the pshat that there was no bailus given to Yehuda. Of course there was bailus given to Yehuda. But just like they can't exercise their rights over the Beis HaMikdash because of the Kedusha, so now the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, which became an accessory to the Beis HaMikdash, also limits them from exercising their rights. It's not that they don't have rights. It's just that they're submissive to it. That's why the Rambam says, Yerushalayim lo nischalku l'shvatim elo hikabeis tefillah. Why does the Rambam give that example? He should say Yerushalayim wasn't divided. It doesn't say that. It says it's like a base tefillah, and the fact that it's a base tefillah overrides the rights that you have to tell people they can't move in here, they can't... You're stuck with using Yerushalayim as an accessory to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the point. Who has a kinyan aguf on Yerushalayim? Yehuda. They do have a kinyan aguf. But they have a kinyan aguf that can't be used. That can't, in practical ways, be exercised. But technically, of course they have it. Now, since that higher kedusha that Yerushalayim has restricts them, it stops the bias from being able to be a batei rechaimah. Because in order to be a batei rechaimah, you need that the person who gave it to you had a right to give you the rights to occupy that house. But if the one who owns it, technically, has no right to live there and stop others from living there, he can't now give you over to you. There's something missing in that one of the requirements of a bayis barei chaimah has to be a home that's oimed for dwelling, that the owner has a right to dwell there. Comes the Rambam and he says, he puts the halacha of Yerushalayim as being something which is not nechlat but both erei chaimah, together with a bayis that's not oimed ladira, less than dalad al dalad, because it's not an ownership issue. It's a usage issue. Not an ownership issue. And I believe that Rashi would agree with the Rambam in that regard. And even though he uses the terminology man maknila, he means for the purpose of dira. Of course the person owns it. Now if we look, first of all, now we understand why Yerushalayim is chayav trumas u'maisos. Why not? It was given to Yehuda. Why wouldn't it be chayav trumas u'maisos? Yehuda, they do have a king in aguf on the land. Why wouldn't it be chayav trumas u'maisos? So ideally chayav trumas u'maisos. It also makes sense. Again, if we look at all the lashonis of the Rambam, I'll just read you one or two of them. By the way, the Yerushalmi also, just there's a Yerushalmi here in Seder. The Yerushalmi says that just like Yerushalayim, there's no din of Bote Orei Chaimah, who are din the Bote Orei Alevim. Now you have to realize the Orei Alevim definitely belong to the Levim. Belong to them forever. The Yerushalmi says, you know why? Kivan Shem Yuchodim L'Kol Yisrael. Kemo Yerushalayim. The same equation. The Yerushalmi comes and says, which is the same idea. Ori Alevim belonged to the Levim. But there was a higher authority over it, which said that any Ritzeach that goes to Ori Alevim has a right to live there. And that overrides the Levi's right. It's not that the Levi doesn't own it. The Levi has a king in a goof. And that's the equation. The Rambam brings that down as well. Now, the Rambam says like this, Yerushalayim lo nischaku l'shvotim, elo hi mokoyim sho'oichlim shom kotshe kalim, you eat kotshe kalim, umayser sheni. Again, bringing two things that have no shaykhis. The Rambam says, Yerushalayim wasn't given out to shvotim, but what is it? It's a place where you eat maaser sheni and kotshe kalim. What's one thing have to do with the other? These are two separate halachas. One is a choshe mishpat halacha. There's another halacha in Ilchus Kotshim that you can eat Kotshim Kalim there. That says the Rambam is explaining one thing is telling the other. Loi Nischalka L'Shvotim means that it was Loi Nischalka L'Shvotim because even though it's their territory, it's a place that's miyuchid for Achilas Kotshim Kalim. Now the Chazanish comes. Chazanish uses a lashon. I don't know if the Elam saw the Chazanish's lashon. The Chazanish says like this: Nira de l'kuli alma mitchila b'shas haluka was nischalko l'shvotim, and he proves it for a different reason. He says sharei lo yodu mokom sheyifchar Hashem. They didn't even know originally what's going to be the mokom hamikdash. How would have they left Yerushalayim out of the haluka? They didn't even know that that's going to be the mokom hamikdash till it was chosen. They didn't even know. He says that's the case. It has to be with it. But then he says like this. Elamandam loy nischalka hainu shenishar schus lekol Yisrael. Klai Yisrael have a schus. Shein maskirim bo embotim. He says, avu mikomoko emunech laklohem bekinyin aguf. Elokol Yisrael yesh schus shimush. Now Chaznish is not magdir how that works, but the way we're learning is because Yerushalayim now transfers to an accessory of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the whole machlekes. The machloek is if Yerushalayim nischalka l'shvotim, loy nischalka l'shvotim, is whether Yerushalayim was transferred into an accessory of the Beis HaMikdash. And just like you can't exercise your rights over the Beis HaMikdash, you can't exercise your rights in Yerushalayim. The other mandamer says, no, Yerushalayim still remains primarily your dwelling. There are certain halachas of Kedush, Shani is eaten there, but primarily it's not designated by the Torah as a place to eat Ma'aser Sheni. It's designated as Nachlas Yehuda. And granted, you can only eat Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. But it's not that it was redesignated. According to Mandel Mos, Loi Nischal, Memela, there would be a din of Batei Rechaim in Yerushalayim. The only reason there isn't is because since the owner himself can't exercise his practical dwelling rights according to that Mandel Mos, so even though he did sell you the king in Aguf, so there would be something to be Chal as far as the Batei Rechaim is concerned. Now we could say, Eibazay, that's the reason why the Mishnah brought down Yerushalayim. Because if the Mishnah would have kept Yerushalayim on the outside, we would think that there is no bailus to Yerushalayim at all. Comes the Mishnah and says, no, Yerushalayim does fit the category. It happens to be there's an outside exclusion. We asked, why did the Mishnah bring Yerushalayim down? If it's only bringing it down to teach me the din of Mukuf Chayma, the Mishnah already said it black and white. Mukuf Chayma is Yeshua Benun. It's obviously not telling me there's a din of Bateri Chayma, because there isn't. So what's it bringing it down? So the Gemara says, well, it's coming to tell you Yerushalayim should have the din of Bateri Chayma, but doesn't have the din. So what's the point? But the way we're learning it's very posh. This Mishnah alone is trying to tell you that Be'etzem there is Mechira over Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is called the moment of Shevet Yudah. And it's Negel Aloch. That's why there's a din of Trumas Ma'isras. All the other halachas that are not totally in Batei Rechaimah would apply to Yerushalayim. If you learn the Manomal and Yischalkal Yishvotah means they have no ownership at all, then they wouldn't be in Trumas Ma'isras or Chala or any of the dinim would not apply to Yerushalayim. So that's the reason why the Mishnah listed it. The Mishnah listed it as a place that would technically qualify. Happens to be because Loi Nischalkal Yishvotim and the owner, whoever sold it to you, doesn't have a right to give you the rights to live there on a permanent basis, so therefore there's no din of Batei Rechaimah. The restriction doesn't restrict them from planting anything there. Anshe Yehuda or whoever they would give it to. Of course. They have a right to transfer the Guf HaKarka and Yerushalayim to anybody they please. Yeah. It's their land. The only thing is, the opinion who holds that Yerushalayim is land, is Chalkul Shvatim holds, that the Torah went and overrided their bailus and said, even though you have the bailus, you can't restrict others from using Yerushalayim as an accessory to the Beis HaMikdash. Yerushalayim now has been designated as an accessory to the Beis HaMikdash. And just like everybody agrees that Anshe Yehuda cannot exercise their rights in the Beis HaMikdash to override anybody else's ability to use the Beis HaMikdash, so too they can't exercise their rights over Yerushalayim to override anybody from Klal Yisrael to use Yerushalayim, which, by the way, if a Jew wants to come to Yerushalayim stam, or come to Yerushalayim not for Ma'aser Sheni, not for Aliyah LeRegel, Chanukah will be a nice time to be in the old city. So Chanukah, you come to Yerushalayim, you knock on somebody's door, you say, Rabbi Yid, we're moving in for Chanukah. Yeah? Avadi, you can't do that. Why not? Because the only nekuda that Yerushalayim was loin ischalkal ishvotim is only in its accessory to the Beis HaMikdash. So if a guy knocks on your door, he says, I'm here to be Eilu Regal, then he's telling you, I'm here for the Beis HaMikdash. I'm using your apartment now as an accessory to the Beis HaMikdash. Then Yehuda got to turn around and go, okay, I have no right to stop my land from being used as an accessory to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not a limitation in their ownership. There's an outside override which says that your territory now has been designated as an accessory to the Beis HaMikdash. Planting, you could plant any area that's not used for the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash. Priority as far as what? We'll see. There are many who hold that they could stay there too. They could stay there as a stranger. They're no different than anybody else. They could stay there too. They have no rights. They can't say, you know what, I'm the landlord here. So therefore you can't come in. Well, therefore you can only use bedroom A. That's the master bedroom. Stay out. There's no master bedroom. Master bedroom is an accessory to the Beis HaMikdash. So during the Regolim, during the Yomim Tovim, Yerushalayim is an accessory to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it is. That's the definition of what it is. What? Yes, that's something. That was one of the Nisim in Yerushalayim. There was no Atzali Amokam Leishim Yerushalayim. But all I'm saying is that's clear. And this really answers all the theories on the topic. That Be'emes, it was the same bailus, both according to both opinions. Nishalka and Loi Nishalka. And the Machloikas is only one small Nakuda. The one who holds Loi Nishalka Lishvatim holds that the Anshe Yehuda were not given rights over Yerushalayim that can override it being used for the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash. And the one who holds it was Nishalka Lishvatim holds they do have that right. And therefore you'd be stuck. You can't go to and that's the whole Machloikas. Like I said, Lefize, I understand why the Mishnah brought Yerushalayim down. Because that's a whole Chiddush. The Mishnah now brought us a whole Chiddush that we wouldn't have now known with our Sugi. Now the way we're learning, we could say perhaps there's no Machlekes Rishonim. All the Rishonim would agree that when Mashiach will come, Yerushalayim will be designated as an accessory for all the Shevatim. There is no Machlekes. All the Rishonim would agree that when Mashiach will come, Amir Tzashem, Amir V'Yameinu, I was thinking now it answers another question. Because I brought down from the Radak and from the Yad Ramah, based on the Pasuk in Yecheskel Memhei, that every Shevet is going to have their ownership in Yerushalayim. But how is it brought down in the Navi? As gates. There'll be Shar Ruvain, there'll be Shar Shimon, Shar Levi. Why does the Torah tell it to us in that way? A gate. Why does it say gate? It should say that when Mashiach will come, everybody will have a piece of Yerushalayim. Why gates? But the way we're learning is very partial. Because the ownership that's going to be given to everybody is the accessory to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's a gate. We're not giving you ownership, it's yours. We're giving each shevet the right to use Yerushalayim as an accessory, so that's termed as a gate. Because that ownership, what's a gate? A gate is an accessory. Why is a gate chayiv in mezuzah? Even the gate of a city. Because it's an accessory to the house. Only a house is chayiv in mezuzah. But the sha'ir is also chayiv in mezuzah. Why? Because it's an accessory to the house. So that's why when the Novi titles the ownership that all the Jews are going to have when Mashiach will come, doesn't say they'll stand to have ownership. They'll have she'orim. Each shevet will have an accessory to be able to use. Even the mandam who held that originally was nischalkel lishvatim, which the way we're learning all that means is that the rest of Klai Yisrael didn't have that accessory. Lasid lavoi, everybody will have that accessory. So the malbim who says nobody's going to have it, and the Abarbanel and the Radak and the Adramal say everybody's going to have it. It's one sheet to the way we're learning. It's the accessory is going to be given to Gans Klai Yisrael. Okay.